Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Father.
We're in a raid.
With nine others.
Can you send some gold in the mail?
I just died 50 times because we fail.
The healer didn't call me a noob. But she gets
I love this song.
PvP girl, they rock.
Oh, they do. Okay. Hi, everyone. It is Thursday, March 24th, 2011, and you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio, and I sound so corny when I said that.
You sound like a certain other person here.
I do.
Hi, welcome to Gamer Girls Radio.
No,
don't do that. That's horrible. Anyway, all right. Hi, guys. Let me give you the phone number real quick. Get your pen and a paper handy. You can write it in pencil if you want, or even blood. Just don't tell us you did that because it's a little creepy.
Mm-mm.
Just a little creepy. A little creepy.
No.
Okay. The phone number is 347-215-7977. And you are more than welcome to call in as long as your subject is on topic. If not, then you better believe my foot will be in your ass and you will be off the air. Thank you very much.
I like that.
Yes, no talking about pencils and servers in China and your grandma and yeah, we meet the most interesting people.
We do, and it's fun.
I know the face that went with that. Stop it.
Yeah, you do. You've seen that one. I am Snow White. Yes, that's right, boys and girls, I'm back. And my friend Corey / Gamenatrix is up in the hizzle too. Hello, ma'am.
Hi, I'm currently doing double duty.
What?
I'm doing double duty. I am in Second Life, as you've been hearing us talk about, at Men's Fashion Week. So I am trying to fly over to the sim. Yeah.
Okay, I completely went in the wrong direction when you said double duty.
Yes, because you're dirty.
I know.
You're a dirty girl.
I can't help it. I'm a dirty girl. Okay.
No, ma'am.
Anyway, all right, we also have our token mail.
He's all delayed and everything.
We have our token mail up in the house also. Yeah. Master Blaster, hi.
Hi, apparently I'm on delay this afternoon. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Noted. What is with you?
No, nothing is with me, actually. I'm here enjoying a nice, quiet evening with you two.
It is never quiet with us. You should know better than
that. You know what? I was just about to say that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. We are Borg.
Yeah. Anyway, so do we have any news?
Of course. That's all we do is talk about news. Okay, so, yeah. So much stuff going on this week. Tons and tons of news. I have trouble keeping it all straight. But my favorite one, of course, came from this morning. You should be listening to us every morning. Was that, you know what, we've talked about this messaging while people are talking. If it's not important, don't be messaging. Ben.
It is so distracting.
I'm thinking it's something important. The building's
right?
About to blow up. Run, Corey, run. I need to look. We were talking about this morning, of course, GeoHots. And those of you who don't know who GeoHots is, he is the guy who decided to hack the PS3. One of many people, actually. Look, and I'm all loose on the details. In any case, he's in a battle royale, a boss battle, whatever you want to call it, with Sony. And it was reported by Game Politics and Kotaku this morning that he had fled the country. And I called him a little punk bitch this morning, so I take it back because it turns out that they said that he hasn't left.
No. What? Don't take it back. He's still a punk bitch.
No. Now, Corey, he is back. He never left, actually.
How do we know that he left, actually? This picture doesn't really prove anything.
He's like, I'm here. What you want?
That doesn't prove anything. All it proves is the boy has an ego the size of Montana.
Or that he has a webcam wherever the hell he is.
Right?
His lawyer said that he never left. And lawyers never lie, Corey.
No, they never lie.
They never lie. Ever. Just saying.
Sony is the one who claimed in court documents. So the question is, how did they know? that they said that he fled to the balmy South America to avoid the court's jurisdiction, and he'd altered hard drives that the court ordered him to return or to turn over to them for a third-party inspection.
Not that Sony would ever lie, but I'm just saying that it's possible they may have got their information incorrect.
I would go with incorrect, because I don't see how saying that he fled the country would benefit them. I mean, obviously the judge would have to verify that he's gone.
They probably thought he did. They probably really thought he did, but his lawyer says he didn't. And so he says, in fact, his lawyer says, Mr. Hotz, is Hotz his name? Hotz?
Hotz.
Hotz, Mr. Hotz, wow, that's a nice last name, has used donation money to take a trip to South America. That's pretty silly. Litigating against a massive company like Sony, who is represented by five attorneys, is very costly for a 20-year-old, 21-year-old.
Five attorneys? What the hell does he mean five attorneys for?
The donation money, no, I'm saying, no, Sony is represented by five attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, he said the donation money that George, I guess his name is George Hotz, has received is being used exclusively for his legal defense. If there are any funds left after the lawsuit, George is planning to donate the money to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, or the EFF.
Okay, so what do you need five lawyers for against one 20-year-old kid?
That's why I call it a boss battle.
Is it one for every day of the week or something?
Pretty much.
What they should do is they should you know, fire all of the lawyers, and they should, you know, hire Sony's front man, the VP of everything, to represent them in the court, and they would definitely win.
He's still a punk bitch. Still, I'm sorry.
Just saying. Kevin Butler, you know what you got to do. Get down there, represent. That's all.
Throw up your gang signs, represent.
Look, I'm over here just talking and nobody can hear me because I'm muted.
Oh, I was wondering. Like, it was really quiet.
I know.
Okay, so you're muted. See.
Well, he has some comments he put up on his own website. He says, factually, it's true. I'm in South America. On vacation. I've had planned and paid for since November. I mean, it's spring break. Hacking is a mile. So he is in South America. You little punk bitch!
He's not in South America.
That's what he put up on his own blog. I'm reading this from his blog, to rest assured that not a dime...
Smartass.
No. Listen, let me read the rest of it to you. Rest assured that not a dime of legal defense money would ever go towards something like this. And, of course, Townsend loves the idea of painting me as an international fugitive. I've been in contact with my lawyers almost every day. I would not let the case suffer. That said, I also won't let this ridiculous lawsuit run my life either. Then the fearmongers.
Okay, but normally when you're in legal trouble, you're not supposed to leave the state, much less the fucking country.
this makes us look bad. Oh, I'm talking about, some of you out there are brilliant. You can put together code that is just beautiful. It is art. It is code art. But you have no fucking common sense to save your life. You don't know to tie your shoes, blow your nose. I mean, just stuff you should know. Even if you only watch TV, you only watch what I call the carpet fiber shows. You know those ones, Ben. Where's my sound effect?
Carpet fibers.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Law
and Order. Hello.
Law and Order. Dun, dun. He's so late.
I'm sorry. Explain.
Thank you. God, you're so delayed today.
I'm sorry.
Got lag.
I'm sorry.
But even if you watch shows like that, you know you're not supposed to leave the country or the state because it's going to be viewed as you having left the state. And in a lawsuit, it's not about what you know, it's what you can prove. You've already admitted you're out of the country. They can still say you fled the country. Therefore, there's a problem with the case. You know.
Yep.
So, George.
Well, honestly, dude, you are a. You're
you fled the country. Talking about spring break. He's spring break.
What spring break, dude? The rest of your life is on the line, and yet you're going to go leave the country and head to, quote, spring break because you don't think that this legal battle should run your life. Well, hell yes, it could. Because you could go to prison, bitch. Mm-hmm. You could become, like, literally a prison bitch.
A prison bitch.
You could become a prison bitch. From, like, Bubba or something. Be Bubba's bitch.
I don't think he'll go to jail.
I think he should, just because he fled.
I think you should now, because for stupidity's sake, you should be talking about this. You are apparently not too bright. Oh, Jesus.
Apparently not. Me and too. Then he's all writing on his blog. That's right, guys. I went to South America for spring break because I don't think this court case should run my life, although it has to do with the rest of your life. That's bright. Yeah. Yeah.
So we will keep you up to date on Mr. Hotz.
Hotz. That doesn't sound like a real last name either. That's like, you know, that's like one of those last names where you're like, you don't want to really give your real name. And so you're just like, I'm George Hotz.
What a Z.
Z.
Hotz, what a Z.
Right, Mr. Hotz. Why don't you get back in my patrol car and we'll figure out who you really are.
Say, baby, my name is Hotz. Don't you want to talk to me? No.
George is such a plain first name, too. What was his parents thinking?
They were thinking he'd be sitting in a chair looking goofy, holding his hands up like, I'm right here. Here's another problem I have with that image. If you're in spring break, why are you wearing a sweatshirt? I'm just saying.
In South America?
In South America. You have.
Do you think it's all lies? Is the whole thing lies?
Look, if this was what's the show again? Law and Order? Where's my sound effect? You slow. Anyway, if this was Law and Order... They say.
No. No sound effects for you the rest of the season. No sound effects.
Is that all I had to do to get you to stop? Thank you. Okay. So.
You complain about it way too much.
I wasn't complaining. I was giving you free rein tonight. But
you're fired.
If you are in South America, you do not have on a sweatshirt and jeans.
Especially not at spring break.
Even in Texas during spring break, you don't have on a sweatshirt and jeans because you will die of heat stroke. So, if that's the picture that's supposed to indicate that he's in the country, you lie. You lie, Hotz. Anyway. More interesting news this week. Tons of interesting news. Wait a minute. I have to go scroll down. Y'all give me a minute.
Tons of interesting news, but wait while it loads.
Yes, wait while it loads.
Speaking of lag.
30% loaded. 40%. No.
Lag.
So, we were telling you guys about the school shooter mod North American tour. Do you guys remember talking about that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me update some people who are listening. Okay, so some lovely people over at a company called Checkerboard Studios decided to make a mod for Half-Life 2 called the North American School Shooter North American Tour 2012, which is featuring the school shootings from Virginia Tech and Columbine. Idiots, bunch of idiots over at Checkerboard Studios. That's tacky. But in any case, the website that was hosting it decided to pull it down. And people are not siding with the website. What do you two think?
Well, again, I've told you before that I don't think... Well, first off, remember they tried to blame Valve for this. In fact, it was our favorite lawyer in the whole world that sent Valve a letter saying that, you know, they had so much time before, you know, they were going to pay dearly or something like that. I forget exactly what his very, I guess, very unspecific threat was. But, you know, I'd said before, I don't think it's Valve's, you know, Valve doesn't have to police this.
They didn't, and they didn't.
It looks like it kind of, I guess, solved itself without Valve's intervention, and, you know.
Well, it's not technically solved. The company is saying they still want to try to develop it.
Well, sure, I'm sure. Even though they would say that.
Okay,
go ahead.
I understand the whole thing about freedom of speech. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. There comes a point in time where freedom of speech just becomes too much. Okay? Now, case in point, the church that likes to go and protest at dead soldiers' funerals, they're citing freedom of speech. I think it's fucking obnoxious. Okay?
Exactly.
This game of a tour of school shooters, that's not just obnoxious, that's reprehensible. All right? Freedom of speech or not, there comes a point where... good taste and the rights of everyone else in the world has to take precedence over one person or one group's freedom of speech. Really.
Really?
It's just ridiculous to me that one group of people can completely trample over everybody else and everybody else's feelings, citing freedom of speech as their defense. It's ridiculous, and I think it's an abuse of the Constitution, personally.
Sure.
I'm not going to go with the abuse of the Constitution thing. I think it's just too soon. If this is 40 years from now, when the memory had kind of faded, as in, you know, we had the current generation that was born won't remember the Columbine massacre. They won't remember Virginia Tech shooting. It'll be something new and current to them, whatever crazy person does something during their time. I'm not saying it's okay then, but I'm saying it would be not in such poor taste. It would not seem so tacky. So very much about the fact that we're just trying to make money or we're trying to gain publicity.
Right.
How about you make a good game, period? It doesn't have to be based on a tragedy that you know people are going to bitch about. You know they're going to be upset or hurt about it. It's just too soon. It's too fresh in our minds for you to do something.
That's exactly why they did it on that subject, because they knew people would bitch about it. They knew that people would be upset about it, and they wanted that publicity because, really, that's the only way people would know about the game.
Good.
This is true.
Well, here's the thing. They said that, you know, people, you know, freedom of speech does, in fact, cover obnoxious speech as well. But it doesn't protect you from consequences of that obnoxious speech. And those consequences may be social or even sometimes physical consequences. I mean, the reason why ModDB pulled this mod was, in fact, in their own quote words, it says that they're receiving quite a bit of threatening mail as people believe we are the creators, supporters, and makers of this content. We have never encouraged or made any content. We disagree with the mod, but at the same time, we believe in freedom of speech and the unique ability of modders and indie developers should have to create games, good or bad, about topics and issues and events considered risky or taboo. They said, though, that because of all the threats that they had received, though, they didn't want to put anybody in their staff in danger or anything like that. So that's why they pulled this, essentially. So, it, you know, they're saying we don't agree with it.
Freedom of speech should not be something to hide behind, okay? Freedom of speech should not be something that these people can use so they can hold up their own sick idealistic views of, like, the stupid church protesting at soldiers' funerals, okay? That should not be covered by freedom of speech. Making a mod that's a tour of school shootings when school shootings are still happening. It's still going on. That should not be covered by freedom of speech. And that pisses me off that people would use that right to do whatever the fuck they feel like and then cite, oh, it's freedom of speech. You can't touch me. It's bullshit. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Now, the interesting thing to me about all this is the comments, and you can pop over to Game Politics and leave your own. I have negated to leave my comment this time because usually I jump into the middle. But some of the comments are what's scaring me. The people are just not understanding the brevity of what this is. I'm not saying I don't want to play a first-person shooter. I'm saying I don't want to play one based on something so horrible. Least of all, I don't want to be the shooter. I put it this way. You know what would have made a good game to me? Put me in the position of the person trying to avoid the shooter, how to get out. That, to me, would have been a better game if you were going to do something and then turn around and take the proceeds from that and donate it, even if, you know, it's still morbid either way you go. But don't put yourself don't make the game from the point of the person that perpetrated the crime in this instance, a real crime. We're not talking about GTA where it's fictitious. This is two real people or one real person that did something, and you're kind of, in a way, making them the hero. That's what's really just screwing with my head, and people are not understanding this, why people are upset. They're also saying, well, way to go, ModDB, you're a bunch of cowards, so on and so forth. They still have to protect their people. So your interest in gaming is so important to you that you want to see other people die so that you can play a mod. Not all the comments there are like that. Some people are saying they agree with the decision, but a lot of them are, well, they should have left it up, freedom of speech. Some of you don't understand your freedom of speech, Constitution. Yeah.
Well, anywho, point being, I think it's, you know, this Checkerboard Studio says that they're still planning on promoting the game through their own site. And they said that all this controversy has just made more people want to come forward and work with them. Of course they would say something like that. I mean, I'm sure there are some people that came forward and said, well, you know, we want to help you now with this. That's fine, whatever. But, they also complained that ModDB should not have handled it in such a quote unquote rash way. And they would have thought, so they would have been willing to make modifications, stating that ModDB is in no way affiliated with the development, instead of removing the mod suddenly. And they said they didn't even send him an email informing them that it was removed. Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of interesting that they're complaining about how somebody else handled something in a very rash way when they're the makers of a video game that kind of glorifies two people handling something in a very rash way. Right?
Yes.
So, it's kind of ironic, just to let you know.
That's not ironic. That is the people that the society, the people in the current developers that we have in our midst. This is the way their thinking is. They don't think about all sides of the equation. They think about this as our side. Even when their side, they're accusing somebody of something they themselves are doing, they don't catch on. we live in a very scary world today, people. Our community.
No, we live in a very selfish world. It's just amazing to me that people will sit there and flame people and insult people and just get on to everybody when really they need to be more introspective and look at yourself. You know, what's the old saying? Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house or some shit.
Well,
I forget.
That's a whole bunch of them.
Well, whatever. You got the picture. You know, don't sit there and insult other people and try to get on other people when you yourself, you're not perfect. I got to tell you, ain't nobody perfect.
Well, now, Issa says, isn't it the default notion that internet commentators are idiots? And here's the thing, Issa, you are so right.
Yes.
My worry is, and I'm about to segue into the next thing I'm about to talk about, is you heard us talk about Neil Young a few weeks ago, who made the "Don't Be a Pussy" comment at a conference in front of people, just, you know, and women, you know, derogatory comment. Is that these group of people that are crazy on the internet are also, unfortunately, good with code. They're also good at putting a game together, and these are the people that are now permeating the industry and some of the other industry, the big wigs, the, you know, the head of Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, are looking at them going, who the hell do you think you are? Are you talking crazy to me, Neil Young? It's been a good battle this week. Okay, so y'all hear me in the morning. I say juicy fighting.
Well, I want to say one last thing before we get off this topic is that, you know, it is interesting, though, that when Modern Warfare 2 came out with their No Russian mission, which was basically a mission where you were in this terror cell and you had to walk into an airport and kill a whole bunch, just gun down a whole bunch of unarmed civilians. And remember how we did talk about that being, you know, art, and that was some sort of being was protected. I think the real difference between that mission and what happened when the Columbine simulation game is that is a simulation of a real, actual tragedy that happened. There are real people that lost their lives in that, and that is glorifying that, as opposed to something. And there's a story, right? As opposed to this, which is basically a fictional account of something that could happen, something very terrible that could happen. And the whole point of that was to show you how terrible it would be if you were undercover in that situation and you had to make a choice to either do this or be found out, right, and your whole operation be put under, right? So there's two different – this is coming from – one is praising the people who participated in this, and the other one is showing you the horrors of this and of the reality of this, right? And so and one's a fictional account, one's a true account. Okay, and one glorifies, like I said, the monsters that did this, and I think that's the real difference between. So anybody that wants to make that argument, there's a real big difference between what the No Russian mission in Modern Warfare 2 and that.
Exactly. So this does segue into my next thing, where a lot of the companies, Neil Young was one of the ones who stood up and said how he thinks, you know, Sony's going to die out, Microsoft is going to die out. You know, long live the iPhone gamers, the iPad, this, that, and other. Crazy. I mean, yeah, so the game industry people, you know, our people, the big people, the one who makes the consoles, you know, and even NVIDIA is jumping into the bandwagon, and the line is being drawn in the sand, in case you didn't know, where they're saying, you know what, you can make 50 million games, your game still is never going to be a Call of Duty, it's never going to be a Halo, it's never going to be a Fable, it's never going to be a Dragon Age, you do make as many games as you want, make a million, I'm still going to be top, so...
And the reason being, simply put, the iPad and the iPhone were not specifically designed for gaming. Gaming was an afterthought. It was something like, oh, hey, we have this capability, so why not let's go ahead and make games specifically for this? But it's not a gaming console. It is not something that was designed specifically for gaming. Whereas the Xbox, the PlayStation, the Nintendo, whatever, those were specifically designed for gaming. So, yes, games made for those consoles are going to be far and above any game made for the iPhone or the iPad. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy my iPhone games because I will be seen playing them all the time when I have nothing better to do when I'm bored. But it will never, ever replace my console gaming or my PC gaming for that matter, because I love me some PC gaming.
I love all my consoles equally with love. I'd sleep with them if I could.
Would you have their babies?
I'd have the little digital babies. I would. But here's... Wait a minute. Make sure I don't have my speech on in Second Life. So, yeah, you... Man, if some of you out there knew some of the stuff we were saying about y'all in Second Life, y'all would not listen to our show. I'm just going to tell y'all. They would not listen. and it's not bad stuff. It's just some dirty south. Can y'all really feel?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. wait till we do another sex show, then you'll.
Ooh, we can't do it. Anyway.
Whew, all right.
Yeah. So my thing is, what was I saying again? It's hot.
I forgot, man. I got distracted.
I went to a whole other place. Okay, back to what I was saying. The whole thing is, I feel like we have a generation of game developers coming that have a lack of respect for what came before. And not only do they have a lack of respect, they have a lack of respect for their fellow gamers because they just think, it's easy. I can just throw together a Halo and then I'll be like Bungie. No. You will not. You could not. Not by yourself. And I love the iPhone games. If I had one, I'm not saying I wouldn't be playing them. There's a few that we look at in the morning, we get releases on. I'm like, this looks like a really interesting and good, fun game. But Apple's policies on what they allow people to post is so very lax. And God, it just reminded me of something. I need to get with the ESRB about this. I don't think the ESRB rates any of those games.
They don't. And trust me, there are some on there. Like, there are some apps for the iPhone that need to be rated.
Well, we were covering one this week that was saying it was supposed to cure you of being gay. How did this make it up onto the iPhone?
They took it down now. They took it down. But, I mean, seriously, an app to, quote, cure gayness? Really?
I'm just saying, I think Corey should try it at least once.
Man, I'm not gay. I know you wish I were because you like that whole girl-on-girl action, guy-on-guy action, but I'm not gay.
Dude, I'll be straight up with you. I am bisexual, and that shit would not cure me. I was born that way.
I don't know. A couple pictures of me and, you know, a bikini thong.
No, it will make me throw up. No.
I'm just saying.
I like men that are manly. I don't want you in a thong. I don't want you wearing any makeup, any eyeshadow. Shut up, Ginger. I don't want you wearing any eyeshadow. I don't want you. We went to a fashion show today. Everybody had on eyeshadow. Ginger was in my ear. Uh-uh. That bitch has on eyeshadow. I can't take pictures of these people. I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Corey was all like, oh, he's so hot. Oh.
I don't mind a little eyeshadow. A little eyeliner. Let me be.
Oh, now we changed our story.
No.
Our story.
Guyliner is different.
Guyliner is totally different.
Now. Okay.
Would you shut up, please? I'm trying to talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love you. Anyway, what I was going to say, which I actually just forgot. Fuck me. What was I going to say?
Think eyeshadow was
later, after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Pink eyeshadow is not cute on a man. That's what you were going to
say. No, pink is not cute on a woman. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm. Not hot pink.
Anyway, the gay cure thing. Let me tell you something, okay? I have had my share of gay friends in my life, all right? And I do not know a one of them that did not say to me at one point in time, this would be so much easier if I could be straight. It is not something that can be cured. They are fucking born that way, and they did not ask to be that way. Why would they when society flames them all the time?
My thing is, back to Apple, you need to tighten up. The ESRB, we did the experiment, and I do need to update it. I said that this morning. I got a quote back from them, by the way, you guys, because this is the group that actually did the experiment. These two here that are on with me now, and the rest of you out there, some of you from our listeners in Twitterland and Facebook went out and helped us with it. And if you don't remember what it is, you can go look it up on the site. It's called the GGR experiment, where mm-hmm. we sent you all out and to see if you could purchase video games or get someone underage to purchase a video game. We also had you observe any ESRB ratings, if they were posted anywhere, were the games readily accessible to anybody underage. And when we brought this stuff back, the ESRB wanted to know who was fucking up. When we told them, they called Walmart. Walmart called us. They yelled at me on the phone for about 30 minutes. I don't know what the hell that woman was saying to this day.
Mm-hmm.
She went all up in the high register on me, you know, so...
Well, that meant she was really mad.
Oh, she was mad, and she told me it was not true. I remember her telling me, that is not true. It is not. I was like, it is true. I'm looking at the pictures on my phone. Would you like me to send you these high-res 4,000 by 2,000 megapixel pictures? I can send it to you right now. I don't believe it. But anyway, the ESRB that's their job, I think, an area that they need to tighten up in. You should have been all over Apple. This app should never have made it up onto the Apple Store. And there's a ton of them up there that shouldn't be there.
Well, Apple has their own, like, I think they have their own policies against
cult.
Well, we know that. There's no arguing that. I didn't say that all Apple users aren't sheep. I'm just saying they have their policies, right? They have their things like that. So I'm surprised this made it back past into the Apple Store too. My thought is Apple really didn't know about this until it got a lot of press, is what I think.
That's very possible, but it's still for me, for a company the size of Apple, that is no excuse. To say that you don't know about something, you need to have people on 24 hours a day looking this shit over and being like, oh, that ain't going to cut it. You need to have some sort of system to where, you know, it has to hit certain points, or if it goes over this line or if it does this wrong, that it's not going to hit the website. Because once you do that, I mean, you are literally going to start drama, which is exactly what this app caused, is a bunch of drama.
I'm agreeing with you. But Apple should be keeping a tighter rein. But this is something, like you said, they didn't expect that they were going to have gaming become this popular. And Apple, when I call them a cult, I mean, in their minds, for some reason, Apple is thinking they're impenetrable. And I keep saying this over and over, you Mac people, and there's a Mac sitting 2 feet away from me. I'm going to tell you this. I say this to the other Mac user in the house. Oh, my operating system is solid. It is now. Wait a year. Gamer, the little GeoHots boy, that's the boy that you need to be worried about, because he's going to hack your Mac because he needs to play something. He has a Mac too, and once he realizes that Call of Duty is on his Mac and he don't have a copy, that's when he's going to start hacking. That's when he's going to put up a website. He's also going to do like they always do and throw some porn up with a few viruses. You're going to go there to download the porn and maybe pick up your Call of Duty. Bam! Mac's got a virus.
Or better yet, the ones that'll hack your Mac just to say they did.
Yeah, I said, so you're not impenetrable, and I really don't like, let me speak, as a member of this community, bam, my cocaine on my desk, as a member of this community, I don't like the implication that we are the Wild West over here in the gaming community. You did not police an area you see is growing by leaps and bounds. You have thousands of games on the App Store that anybody can download. Parents are not under, it's bad enough the parents don't know what the rating system is. It's even worse that when they're on the App Store, there's nothing there, period. There's nothing. There is nothing. Like the little girl who went and downloaded, I think, like $2,000 worth of stuff on her mom's iPhone playing the Smurfs Village or something.
Yep.
Because her mom had no idea. I downloaded an app for my kid and said, here, be quiet while I get my hair did, chick, and come back, and now I have a $2,000 bill on my phone. Come on.
What it boils down to is it's too much access and not enough information or not enough education.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. When you give people this much access to stuff, and especially with it comes to all the DLC that you, well, the downloadable content that you have on the iPhone games or whatever, if you give people access to this, but you don't educate them in how to keep shit from happening that will literally ruin their lives, like this woman with a $2,000 bill on her phone. We don't know if she can afford that. Maybe she was struggling to make ends meet, especially in today's economy. So if you don't give them enough education to figure out how to keep things like that from happening, then, yeah, it's just the problem is going to get worse. And it's going to make the companies look bad, even though it might not be the company's fault.
Even worse, what happens when you because I happen to know a couple of people that kids who have little iPod Touch, and they can download games. They have access to the Apple Store. What happens when they're downloading porn? What happens? There's nothing to tell mom that this
pure
game.
Enjoyment. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm saying. Okay, let me get very specific. Let's say it's a 6-year-old girl. Her parents are a little well-to-do. They bought her an iPod Touch. They're not really familiar with gaming, the ESRB, any of this stuff, and they downloaded a game called Pink and Pretty Barbie. Now, that sounds innocent enough, but we all know if you type in Barbie on the internet, more porn sites pop up than Barbie. We all know this. So what happens then? This kid is seeing all kinds of stuff. And they're going to turn around and want to sue Apple. And I think they should sue Apple. Get your shit together, Apple. You cannot.
Again, it comes with education. Seriously. I mean, you're offering all this high-tech technology. You know, all this, like, really highfalutin, fancy pants bullshit technology.
Use my word, highfalutin.
Highfalutin, fancy pants. But you're not telling people how to use it. You're not telling people how to protect themselves or how to do any of this. Like when computers started coming out to the houses, you know, more and more people started getting computers at home. Well, for a long time, nobody knew what a virus was. Nobody knew that people could hack into their computer and use their shit.
I did.
Nobody knew all this stuff. So when it started happening, when it started going rampant, and all the companies were like, "Oops, my bad. I guess we should have mentioned that."
Well, that's the bad part. Apple knows better. They should know better. Hello, PCs have been around since God 70s. You should know better.
Oh, no, I know. But the companies, even when the computers first came out, you better believe there was at least one person at the company that was like, "Hey, guys, y'all, we got a problem because this shit can get corrupt if we're not careful." You know, there had to be at least one person who would say that. I'm telling you.
Oh, anyway.
No, you did not say that.
That is very true.
That is so true.
Is very true. But here's the thing. I'm just saying that you say that Apple should have, you know, people on the prowl for this, but I don't think any really company has anything like that. I think you give companies way too much credit and power.
No. I'm saying that they need to get the ESRB involved, and I don't think it's current to the ESRB. I honestly don't think the ESRB has the manpower to.
No, I'm not disagreeing with your comment. I'm talking about your comment. Your comment's fine. I agree with you. I mean, if the ESRB even has, there's a lot of apps out there. If the ESRB can do it, that's really their bag, and they should be on top of that. But I'm talking about, you know, a Snow's comment about, you know, there should be people, you know, that should be looking for this kind of stuff. And I think you're giving companies way too much credit. I don't think there's a lot of game companies out there. I mean, I just don't think any company out there really has people that are on the lookout for things like this that are going to cause trouble.
I'm not giving them any credit. I'm taking credit away by saying they don't have this.
And
that
I'm just saying that they can't.
It.
I'm just saying they can't. There's no company. Look, I mean, you know, there should be
quality
hey,
assurance. How can you
BP,
not?
BP should have somebody who makes sure that oil wells don't leak. You know,
absolutely.
Japan, Japanese nuclear companies should
they
have
do.
Something
they
sure
do.
Plants don't blow
they
up.
They do.
Right.
Though,
Ben. And they do a fantastic job of it, apparently.
Well, no, they don't. And right. This is from me. I used to work.
I work in quality assurance. I'm just telling you.
No. I'm talking about oil. You talked about oil and gas. That used to be my field of temping, and that's all I did. I worked for Exxon. I worked for BP. I worked for Enron.
Still in the gas business. Yes.
No. But so yeah, they do have somebody, and that was their job to go around and check the wells. No, they don't do a good job. But the thing is, Ben, quality assurance or not, keep in mind, one of the best companies at doing this is a company you brag about all the time, Steam. How many times have you seen a gay app up on Steam? Thank you.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Case closed. Next.
Wait, Corey. Unlike you, I don't peruse for all the gay apps I can find.
You don't have to.
I know you look every day,
like,
but
on
I don't.
Steam, if they were there, they would find you, Spin. They would find
they
you.
Would.
So
why would they find me, Corey? Well, they find just because you found me doesn't mean they'll find me.
Like I said,
dude, if it was there, I would find it. Okay, so let's just settle that argument right there.
Point is, if you really want to police the things that are on your system, this is not a system that's floating out there and Apple saying, "Yeah, you can kind of say it's an Apple app. It'll work on our phone." This is being uploaded to their service, to their app iTunes store. So, yes, at some point, they need to have somebody that goes through and at least looks at the titles or what's in the game. Submit you can hire an intern to do this. This is your job. Go through these descriptions of these apps and make sure it doesn't have anything about sex and blood. And if it is, it needs to be moved to this category. You know how QA works. Move it to this category, contact the developer, and say, "We're going to need you to submit some screenshots and we need some video. Oh, this is too sexy. Okay, this goes behind an age gate and a parental lock." Yeah, that's what they call it on the website. We don't have one anymore. That's why you don't see much risque stuff up on our site anymore until I put one back up. But you know what I'm saying. It'd be an age gate, parental block, whatever you want to call it, but it should be in a safe area away from the children. And the parents need to be taking responsibility by knowing this part of your iPhone is not, you know, children's not allowed. You got to put in your little PIN number to get to it. That way we know for a fact the people that are getting a hold of it are the people that are actually wanting
right.
old enough.
Right. They know for a fact that parents who give their kids iPhones for gifts aren't going to get their hands. Come on. I mean, you're talking about policing system that.
No, Ben. Once you've done that, you've done your part. That's the same
yes.
as a parent.
Oh, I understand that. And I'm saying that you're giving companies too much power and too much credit. There's no way that they can make sure that this doesn't happen.
They can put certain things in place to basically cover their own ass.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
right
sure
now,
they don't already have this?
They don't.
Obviously not if it happened.
It could still fail, though. The system could still fail.
That's different from the system failing is different from you don't have a fucking system in the first place. They don't have one.
You don't know. And yes, they do have.
Isa has a good point in the chat room. She says, I think this kind of QA will happen when these kinds of problems become more prominent. And that's exactly my point is instead of being proactive and nipping the problems in the bud before they become prominent, companies wait until a shitstorm happens, and they're like, oh, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And then they go around and they start putting in more of these like these blocks and these more measures to help keep shit like this from happening. Nip it in the bud the first time so it doesn't happen.
Oh, and by the way, there is a gay app on the Steam store. Thank you very much, Corey. It's called Episodes from Liberty City.
Okay, but is it trying to cure gayness?
No, it's trying to promote it.
Funny, and he loves Episodes. You know, Episodes of Liberty City, excellent game.
I actually have it. I'm upset that my current computer is a little. It's really kind of
not
a laggy
handle
experience. Well, it's a laggy. Well, at the level of graphics that I enjoy, it is a laggy experience. It's a very processor intensive game. I have a great video card, not a great processor. So there you go. Mm. But I'll leave the technical jargon for another time.
Well, I'm just here's our final argument on this. Then we need to move on to something else. Apple people, get your shit together. We are coming for you.
I have a little bit of something interesting to share. Have you guys heard about the one man camping out for the 3DS in New York City? So there's this guy who's been waiting outside a New York City Best Buy since Tuesday. There's an article on Kotaku about this. A one-man campout line waiting for the Nintendo 3DS. That is, until store security called the cops to shoo him off.
Why?
So the man's name is Isaiah Triforce, in parentheses, Johnson. He's an Uber fan, and he's notorious for wearing a power glove.
I'm going to add him to Twitter right now. Triforce needs a 3DS right now.
Only one person has joined him in making this more of a segment than a line. Triforce has decided to camp out for the 3DS's North American release began on Tuesday. And damn right he will be first. This is a really interesting article. The interesting thing about all this, though, is there's some suggestion that race may have played a factor in the store security calling the police on Mr. Triforce Johnson.
Okay, and what race is he?
Take one guess.
Latino?
Is he black?
Yes, Mr. Isaiah Triforce Johnson is a black man. So there is some.
Is he married?
I think it might have something to do that he was the only one camping out since Tuesday.
And wearing a power glove.
And wearing a power glove. And he calls himself Triforce. I think that might have something to do with security calling someone in to have him vacate the premises.
Mm-hmm. Right. It says what they said basically is the store management got a little creeped out by his constant presence on the block and didn't buy his explanation that he's waiting for the 3DS's midnight release at midnight on Sunday. So
where's he?
Yeah,
in New York? He's in New York.
He is in New York.
Well, see, if it was here in Texas, yes, you need to question because, like, when I actually camped out for a Wii, and there was nobody in line at Target up until, you know, the last minute. And every other store I went around to, like, I went to Walmart first, and there was a line around the building. I went to another Walmart line around the building, and then the two stores that were, like, a block away from me and across from each other, Toys R Us and Target, nobody was there. Nobody was at the Toys R Us because there was no lights, and people kept, you know, when I drove up, this guy says, I want to wait for my Wii, but I don't want to get killed or mugged because you can't see anything out here. And then I told him, I says, well, I'm going to Target. There's plenty of lighting, and I was the third in line. So here we got a ton of stores, but in New York, I could see why he would, you know.
Right. I'm surprised by your shifty eyes that they didn't call the cops on you.
No.
Now, okay, I'm not saying that I don't understand why he's doing it, but the launch isn't until Sunday.
Right.
And he started camping out on Tuesday. Now, that, to me, is
that's
pushing
not
it.
Usual. That's not unusual.
No,
when the first Star Wars film came out, like the first of the new trilogies, people waited like a week in advance for that.
They had their tents out. People, same thing with the Xbox.
That is still pushing it to me. That is like, that is ridiculous to me. I mean, did he take off a damn week of work or something, or does he not work?
Come on.
Someone's got vacation to burn.
Come on, you have to think about something. You have people that take off work when the new Warcraft expansion comes out. It's a holiday. It's Warcraft Day. I can't be at work.
All right, I did that once.
It was only
one day, though. It was just one day.
Okay, the Power Glove. One thing that Isaiah Triforce Johnson can be accused of, I think, personally, and probably is guilty of, is bad taste in fashion. I mean, seriously. Power Glove, dude, come on. The Power Glove wasn't even cool back when it first came out.
It was never cool.
I owned one. It was buggy as hell.
Have you seen the new one?
I have not seen the new one. Is there a new one?
There is a new. I saw a new prototype a few years ago, and trust me, it is leaps and bounds better. I can't wait till they get it.
Okay, leaps and bounds better is not saying much because it was shitty before.
Well, no, it is not this big old bulky thing that he had on. It's like the hospital, you know, close fitting. You know, you won't notice you have it on, and it works in 3D space. It's supposed to have all these where you can actually feel it, not just touch it, but you feel it respond to your. You know, you can feel whatever you're touching. You can probably find that on the internet somewhere. If I can remember the name, it's not called a Power Glove, but they're saying that's what they based it on. And, of course, the speculation is there'll eventually be a whole suit like that, and that will bring whole new dimension to cybersex right there.
I'm just saying right now.
Now that's when cybersex will get interesting right there.
Right?
Yeah.
I said touch me there harder, damn
that's
it.
That's a bunch of purpose. Hanging out with some purpose. I don't know these people. By the way, just a little quick thing before we move on is that just a little bit of information. The Power Glove is actually manufactured by a company called PAX.
Ironic.
Ironic.
Irony.
Okay.
That's very ironic. Yep. Okay.
You have to clear your throat that much, really? Really?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
At least you didn't do it like earlier.
Well, you got to stop putting things in your mouth during the show.
You know what? I'm being real nice.
It's not him.
No, I'm being real nice to him because I'm not telling all his secrets from Second Life, the stuff he had Ginger and I looking for him.
Okay, no, you got to tell me later.
And so I will. You know what he had us looking for. What does every newbie want when they come into Second Life?
Newbie male, we should say. Every newbie male.
Yes, a newbie guy, a newbie male, every time, the first time they come into Second Life, there's only one thing they want. Show me where the... And it's not porn.
You're so full of baloney. It's not even funny.
No, I totally believe her because every single newbie I talk to when I'm trying to help them, if it's a male, one of the first questions is, where can I find us?
See, Ginger told on you in the chat room. See, if you were in the chat room, you'd know. I'm not going to say it.
No, they forced me one. They forced one upon me. That's what happened. Liars. You're such liars. You're such liars. They're like, here, Master, let's give you some free stuff from Second Life. Oh, I'm sorry. We put a digital penis in there. My bad.
Excuse me. Nobody told you to put it on, did we? And start following me around until I come in and look at it, see if the color matches. No.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, but I was trying to give it back to you. I was trying to get it back to you. All right.
It. Yes, of course.
It just happened to be located in my crotch region. I'm trying to get it back to you.
Why? Why?
I keep Kurt from laughing, y'all. Oh,
I forgot what I had. I lost my page. Just you people. I've raised y'all wrong.
I do want to say, real quick, before you move on, that little kid, Casey, from Australia, body slammed his bully.
Word.
Zangief.
Word. Dude, mad props. Because the boy stood there and took it for a little bit. He wasn't going to do anything. But that little scrawny kid comes up to this other kid who's like twice his size.
Is there a video? I want to see this.
I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, I think his name is Casey. I forget his last name. But look up like Casey and his bully or something and you'll find it. But okay, so Casey is kind of a husky guy, right? Mm-hmm. So this little scrawny dude, and I'm talking scrawny, comes up and starts like I can't understand them because they have the Australian accent and it's all just like a wall to me. But so this little scrawny dude comes up, starts insulting him, and then starts throwing punches. And Casey, poor guy, he's taking it for a little while. Like, he's trying not to do anything. But finally, he just has enough. And, like, he swings at him, and they start scuffling. And then Casey picks the boy up and body slams him on the ground.
Ooh.
And I was like, I literally, like, fist pumped. I was like, yeah. And I did the whole, like, arms up in the air. You go, Casey. So I just want to be like, major props, Casey, major props.
Well, in another good story like that that happened this week that for some reason didn't, well, it probably got some major play. I missed it. Was and brought tears to my eyes. I have to mention this because we were talking earlier about, you know, humanity and how terrible people are on the internet. Humanity, not all is lost. A little girl this week was hailed as a hero for saving her little sister. She's 8. Her sister was 5. There was a truck coming, and she pushed her sister out of the way and in the process lost her leg. And when they asked her, you know, why did you do it? She says, I love my sister more than anything. And I knew that she would have been dead, and she's not coming back if she's dead. So I saved my sister. That's love right there. Humanity's not all is lost. Just some of you bitches need some medication. So really, they...
Oh, Zeke posted a link to the Casey video.
I'm going
to
watch it here in just a second. But I want to get to this real quick before we have to go. The Dead Island, guys, you've been hearing, ooh, Dead Island. Cannot wait to play it. Lovely. Zombie love affair continues, but they apparently had their box art changed. ESRB didn't like it because there was somebody hanging from a noose or a tree or something. ESRB, I love you guys. I'm one of the people who came up with the idea for the ESRB. Yay, yes, and I am taking credit for that. But I'm going to tell you this. If your asses cannot police the iPhone app store, stop worrying about zombies hanging from trees. I'm just saying. You cannot stop the gay app from being on the store. Stop worrying about zombies hanging from trees. I'm just saying. Does that not sound messed up to you? I'm saying, people in the chat room, people listening, ESRB is upset. They were upset. They went to the Dead Island people, said, this is wrong. You know, this goes against our guidelines. You have to redo your box art. Now, I'm not saying they were right having somebody hanging from a noose on their box. Obviously, they were not. But for it to get to this status of where it needed to be reported, where it made news, is ridiculous, whereas this gay app made news, and I have not heard boo from the ESRB about we need to step in and tell the Apple people, okay, look, you're not being compliant. If you're going to have games, this is how you need to do it. ESRB, step up.
And honestly, I can just see the ESRB saying something like, well, the iPhone isn't a gaming console. I can honestly see like one of their company reps saying that, but if you've got all these company Apple executives like, oh, iPhone is going to replace all the gaming consoles, and we've got all these great games and games this and games that, then ESRB needs to get their thumb out of their asses and start using the same regulations on iPhones and on Apple that they do on every other gaming company out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
going
to call yourself
a
gaming company, need to answer to ESRB.
You going to play with the big girls? Put your big girl panties on.
That's right.
And come on and play, right? Because right now, you're not a contender over there on the iTunes store. You're not subject to the same rules and regulations as these other games. So, no, you're not even in the game. You just think you're playing. You're that little kid on the side that's holding his lollipop, that's holding the controller that's not plugged in and has no batteries. That's who you are. Anyway, that was mean. I'm sorry, I'm looking at Hots. He's bringing out the worst in me. I'm going to need for him not to make that face. What did you say, Ben? He looks like, who does he look like?
He looks like Frodo Baggins. He does.
I don't think he looks like Frodo. I think
he's
like one of the other
hobbits.
He's like,
I got the one ring. What you want, bitches?
I think he looks like one of the other hobbits, personally. I just want to kick him in the face. I'm looking at his picture.
He's a douchebag.
Sad. Is it time for us to go? I'm done with these people.
No,
not yet. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the time. We still have like 6 minutes.
It's not time.
Why do you want to get rid of us so quickly?
Not you guys. I'm done looking at Hots. I'm tired of looking at his face. And oh, wait, Ben, I got some news for you.
You know?
I got news for him specifically. Wait a minute. I lost
news.
It. Hang on. Give me a minute. Oh, you know that little game? You know that little game? That game I was talking about, APB.
APB. Oh, yeah, your fun little game.
It's coming back. But not here. It's coming to Scotland.
Really?
Yes, K2 Network, owner of Reloaded Pictures, will be opening a studio in Edinburgh, Scotland, thanks to the funding from Scottish Development International. And they're going to be giving them 125. I'm going to need somebody to help me with these denominations overseas. Gender and I in the mornings. I don't know what this is. Frank's, quid, rupees, starfish, diamonds. I don't know. But they gave them a bunch of money to open a new 22-man studio and continue operating on APB, which will be called APB Reloaded. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy.
I was not ever excited about the game.
I was.
No, I know you were, but
I didn't get to play it because, you know, EA is being crazy. I have to tell you guys. I didn't tell you guys. I don't want to tell you on the air. So I wrote this lovely letter to the people at EA this week. It was a nice letter this time. You guys know I could be mean. And apparently the American EA, they were not swayed, but the people in the UK were.
Really?
Yes. So they gave us access to some lovely things.
Wow. Does that mean I have to flash on my fluffy cakes now?
You didn't even have to flash your fluffy cakes. Sweet. That's lovely. I love our UK people. I say gaming is going to, when the collapse happens, because we were talking about that this week, that they believe a collapse is coming. We have too many games in the iTunes market. We got too many of these other games. And there is going to be a collapse, and whoever's left standing is going to be, you know, our next, you know, Ubisoft and Microsoft and all those people.
I don't think so.
I believe it's coming. It's too much fighting going on.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because the games are not that hardcore.
It's not the games. It's the companies that are doing it and all the fighting that's going on. Like right now, there's a whole bunch of people in the UK that are pissed off because they can't get any PS3s because they're...
Oh, fuck it. Just put them in some Jell-O. Let them have at it.
That's what I say.
Wow.
But so it's too much fighting going on over little petty bullshit when if you just team up, you know, you could eliminate all the problem. But when it does collapse, the only places left standing, I think, Texas and the UK. I'm just saying. I'm saying.
Oh, and why are people typing while we're doing the show? Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking when that happened, mm-hmm. So it was okay.
What I'm putting up is important. What you put up randomly, it.
Uh-huh.
Talking about look at my prim penis. No, we don't want to talk about.
We don't look at penis. Okay, I might, but still.
Corey was investigating it thoroughly.
No, I wasn't. I don't deal with
thoroughly.
Cheap. Not cheap prim penis. No, I was not investigating it. That's what I kept telling him. I don't deal with cheap stuff.
Hey, you're the one that gave it to me. I don't want to.
I didn't give it to you. Ginger did.
I'll give it to you.
I need to find out our HR number and call them because I'm being sexually harassed at work.
I think Corey counts as HR. I'm pretty sure.
We're in trouble then. We're in trouble then.
You're
weird. We're in trouble then. All right, fine. You want to end it so badly.
It's time to go.
I love this song.
I do too, Corey.
Turn it up some. It's so quiet.
I will turn it up.
I'm dancing. Oh yeah. San Diego.
I want to send a shout out to the people. I'm looking at it right now. MacArthur.
Oh, Warren.